hyped up. They are getting ready for the game. We are now entering into the mid-season of the football season as we look forward in the schedule for Shawamigan. Next week we will be hosting Athens. The week after that, we'll be hosting South Shore. And then the marquee matchup, the one that I think is the matchup we've all been looking forward to on this calendar, Phillips will be at Shawamigan as well. So Shawamigan will end their road games tonight. And from here on out, they can have a home game, home game, home game. So if you're the Screaming Eagles here, you can get out of here 3-1 with a record. You have three home games to close out the season. I think that's huge. I mean, honestly, from both ways, if you look at it, if they lose today, 2-2, you have three home games to really recover. So I think the schedule is pretty favorable in the Eagles camp. And as far as the Falcons, I mean, there's just no greater juice than defending your home field. So I'm excited to see what they have. Tonight, the Falcons are doing a wonderful showcase of their football program between grades 1 and 8, everything before high school. So you can see all the first, second, third, fourth, fifth graders all the way through 8 joining the line as they high-five the high school team as they come on through. We love seeing family-focused football, and that just brings a smile to my face. So I just want to give an applause and a thumbs up to the Flambeau Falcons football program. You can tell the families love it here, and the kids are having a blast out there right now. So thank you, Flambeau, if you're listening. We love what you're doing here. And as far as Shawamigan, we know they do a great job with their family programs as well, their parent night, all that stuff. So football is great as a game, but it's great when it's involved in the community and the families. Wonderful. Well, I'm excited to see what we have. For the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, not having Dalton Schmidt, that hurts. He was probably, outside of Hudson Hilgart, the quarterback, the main driver of their offense. A lot of the plays went through him. And now, Corbin Phelps is another athletic kid who I imagine will be getting a lot more snaps. But Corbin Phelps really helps stretch out the field with his quickness and ability to catch. Dalton has good size and can definitely run from the backfield as well. And so having him on the sideline is going to hurt. But that's the best thing about football, right? Next man up. So we'll see what the rest of the team can come in and make a name for themselves. Now, there's a few injuries on the Falcons as well, but they do have their starting quarterback, Cole Schley, as well as Chance Ludasher, who will be main running back, as I'm sure he'll be involved in the pass game. I know as a side note, and this is because I'm a football rube, I love good sports last names. Schley handing off to Ludasher is going to be fun for me tonight. So just heads up, I'm going to personally enjoy that. For those that listen to football, maybe you can understand. Some people just have excellent names for football. And Schley handing off to Ludasher sounds a lot of fun. Anyway, that's a fun little rabbit trail. Both teams are hitting the sidelines. And it looks like the Falcons will be receiving to start out the game. So that means that Shawamigan will be receiving at half. And so the refs are just making sure everyone's set up. They're on the field. They're waiting to give the ball to the kicker. They just did. And so once we get the whistle, we're going to have football. Awesome. All righty. Kicker's getting set. Number 55, Norson Rodriguez, for the kick. All right, there's the whistle. And here we go. Football has officially started. The ball is going to stay in. Just barely went out of bounds on a weird bounce off the kick. So that will be a penalty to start out the game and placing the ball at the 40-yard line of the Falcons. So Falcons, great field position to start out the game. Let's see what they can make of it. Defenses are coming out now. Dalton Schmidt was the middle linebacker and the kind of the heart and soul of the defense. He can do coverage. He can do blitz. He can meet the D-tackle. He can go D-end. He can chase down their athletic guys. I want to see how they line up today. Looks like number two, Dylan Eath, is playing in the middle of the field right now. They got the safeties low. And here we go. Quarterback shotgun, two wide receivers on each side. Ball is hiked, looking to air it out to start. It's a pass play, and it's contested incomplete. Great effort by both the receiver and the cornerback, who both jumped up, both got hands on the ball, and came down, but no one could secure it. So that'll be second and 10, and I love what the Falcons came out here with a pass first to start the game. Sometimes you see that run first just to kind of get the feet wet, get it rolling, but no. Oh, look at this. Falcons are saying we're sticking with it. Same package. Quarterback and shotgun by himself, and we have a hike. It's a direct snap. Wildcat right up the gut for 2 yards, 2-3 yards. That'll bring it to third and 7. So we have a third and long situation. Good for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. But let's Falcons see if they adjust. Basically what they're doing is wide receiver right, wide receiver left. But their other backfieldman is actually in the tight end position on the right side. All right. Quarterback shotgun, running back right next to him, one receiver to the left. Ball hiked. He's following his blocker to the right. Quarterback is on a sweep. Can he get a first down? He does, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds for a nice gain of about 10 to 12 yards in there, depending on where the ref spots it and when they went out of bounds. Either way, great gain, moves the chains, first down, Falcons. There. Number 55 was lined up at running back, and that's Isaac Brown, sophomore. He looks like a lineman back there. No wonder the quarterback followed him. He rolled over anyone who came in. Same position. Okay, same lineup. Wide receiver left. Hike. It's a handoff left to their big guy. He gets around the edge, but we have a tackle made by Dylan Eath after a long gain of about 16, 17 yards. That's another first down for the Falcons on two well-designed run plays. So that one ended up being a counter run in which the quarterback was going to do the same sweep to the right, but he was able to very quickly, and almost fake me out, I'm not going to lie, to bring it back the other way, and he was able to beat the original defender around the edge and take it for a big gain. Ball is on the 36 of the Schwamigan side. Ball hike. Quarterback looking to pass. Throws it up. Penalty flag. We don't know what it is. Pass defended by Dylan Eath. Dylan so far has been on every play. I'm sorry, not Dylan Eath. Excuse me. What is that? Number 11? Hudson Hilgard. Hudson Hilgard was on the defense. We had a flag thrown pretty early in the play, which leads me to believe it's holding, but we will see here. The offense is moving back. Yep, is it holding on the Falcons? And so that will push it now to first and 10. The 20, first to 20, now at the 45-yard line. Okay. All righty. Wide receiver left, tight end right, but on the right tackles, but with one running back and shotgun. Ball hiked. He's following his quarterback up the gut. Gets all the yards back on the holding penalty and more, and gets it now to a much more manageable gain. And here we are now at, what, second and nine? About second and nine now. Much better than first and 20. So here we go. Sly, the quarterback, is really showing off his athleticism here in the first quarter. Wide receiver right, running back to the right of the quarterback in shotgun with a tight end on the left side. They're set. Ball hiked. Goes directly to the running back, but the play was almost blown up, but he gets out ahead of it. He's able to take the ball for maybe a 6-yard gain. And so we're looking third and two here on the 28-yard line. There we go. 28-yard line. We're officially getting close here. And they can just get a third. The thing at a conversion here, it's about third and three. They're on the left hash with the wide receiver on the left side, tight end right, running back and shotgun right with the quarterback. Ball hiked. It's a counter play to the left to the tight end. He dodges a guy, gets a first down pretty easy, and is able to kind of shimmy and shuffle his way forward for about a 6-yard gain, maybe 6-7-yard gain. First down, Falcons. so far this first offense, even though they had the little holding penalty, has turned out to be really efficient and good. I don't know if the Falcons took film of Schwamigan, but this run defense that the Eagles have has looked suspect at best last week, and so far they've taken full advantage of it. It is now first and 10 at the 18-yard line. Wide receiver left, tight end right in the formation, running back and shotgun with the quarterback. Tight end goes on motion to the right, looking for the pass. Quarterback just dishes it off to his little dump-off route, and it's going to be, depending on where the ref puts it, maybe a 9-yard gain. It's going to be right there. Is he going to call first down? We're just waiting on the ref to officially spot the ball. It's going to remain second and one, maybe a little less. Okay. Second and one on the 9-yard line. Falcons eager to score. Good little dump off to the last read on the route. Fly is looking fly. All right. Shotgun by himself. Ball hiked, following his guys up the gut. It's completely blown up by the Schwamm again, but they were so close to the first down, he was able to fall forward and get it. That's first and goal. Great effort by the Falcons' front line. One guy for Schwamigan got through, but he wasn't able to take him down fully, and the line got a good push for the Falcons, and they were able to fall forward for the first down. Now first and goal at the 6-yard line. Red zone defense for the Schwamigan. Let's see if they can shore it up here. Shotgun with a running back, wide receiver right. Ball is hiked. He's going right up the gut. Quarterback, Wildcat, touchdown, Falcons. Strong drive to open up this game for the Falcons here in the first quarter, as their quarterback did a wonderful job. And for a second, I thought that was an actual warning for a tornado, and that is, now I'm just learning, the touchdown horn. Oh, there we go. I like looked up. I'm like, where's the clouds? There are none. It's a beautiful day. Cole Sly records the first touchdown of this game. First touchdown for his team is 6-0, and they are now lining up to go for two. Tight formation, no receivers. One running back in shotgun with the quarterback. Ball hiked. He's keeping it to the right. Throws it up over the defense. Nice pass completed for the two-point conversion. It was a fake handoff, and that running back went through the line, did a nice corner route, and the quarterback did a great job of selling that he was going to run and just did a nice little float pass for a nice two-point conversion. That's now 8-0 with 9 minutes and 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Good offense for the Falcons. Schwamigan, they got ran on that game. They got ran on in this first drive. It seemed like around the edge, the sweeps were working, the Wildcat was working, the counter runs were working, and I was concerned about their size last week when they had Dalton Schmidt, and now they look even smaller in the backfield. I don't really know the solve for it other than just super aggressive blitzing, because you can shore up certain issues with blitzing, just hitting the gaps hard and really guessing. Educated guessing, but either way, that's one potential that we have for that. So, all right. Teams in place, ready to kick. Falcons, boom, here we go. Good kick, end over end. We have our catch. He's taking it down the field, goes left, beats the guy, and does a nice return to about the 43-yard line. Good job for Schwamigan to put this ball in a great field position to start out their first offensive drive. Wonderful. All right, Schwamigan. Screaming Eagles, trailing by 8 here in the first quarter with 9:18 left. Game just started. If you're just joining us, yeah, you've only missed one drive, and that one drive went for a touchdown for the Falcons. All right, bunch receiver on the right side, 3 wide receivers right, 1 left, quarterback and shotgun. This airing up. We got safeties deep. Ball is hiked by Hudson, who just carries it left and makes the guy miss. We're like a 15, 20-yard gain out of bounds. That was big. Coaches want a late hit, but that's fine. It's football. He was getting carried out of bounds, and it wasn't malicious. He wasn't, like, picked up or nothing. They're getting intense. That was So that design run, smart, because you're making the defense react in a way that they maybe aren't comfortable to by putting the three wide receivers on the right side. They got to have someone cover them. So you had the one left receiver, and that just was almost, you're almost playing that play like a screen in a sense, but without the pass. All right, same formation. Three linemen, three receivers right, one left, quarterback in shotgun by himself. Ball hike, looking for the pass. He's got to beat everybody. It's a drag route drop to Corbin Phelps, who catches it, beats the guy, and that's about a 15-yard gain, 15 yards of yak yards. We had another dump out by Hudson Hilgard to Corbin Phelps, who came back to the ball, and then he was able to go around the edge for a nice gain. 9 minutes left in the first quarter, and after two plays, Stromagan's showing you their offense is efficient because we're already at the 25-yard line of the Falcons. Oof, fast. All right, three wide receivers left, one right this time. Looks like they're just playing on where the ball's placed on the hash. Quarterback, shotgun. Here comes the blitz. He's looking, and he keeps the ball and just goes right up the gut, and the defensive tackle for the Falcons, number 55. Let's see, what's his name here? That is Isaac Brown, did a great job of gobbling up the quarterback and bringing him to the dirt. So that's about a 2-yard gain, 2nd and 8. Now 2nd and 8, a little bit past the 25-yard line. 8 minutes and 15 seconds left in this game. Scores 8-0 Falcons in the lead, but this is the first drive for Schwamigan, and they're already trying to tie it. All right. Wide receiver right, just one. Running back